SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Full baseball slate here on a Wednesday night as we have got, nice job, a seventh spot by the Twins there in the top of the fourth inning. 8-0 in San Diego. We've got all the games going on. We've got a couple taters in the barn here already. Maybe things are starting to turn around a little bit for us. We shall see. We'll see how Joe's doing with the overs in a moment. Big football show. We got a lot more win totals to get through. We got a lot of NFL news. It is all happening as we are. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. Oh. 2 weeks from tomorrow night, which is very exciting indeed. And, of course, college football starts on Saturday. So that is really knocking on the door for us. As I did see the lowdown, or Gabe gave me the lowdown on how the Hornets of Delaware State are going to find their way. I guess they had to take three or four separate planes to get all their people out to Hawaii after they missed their first flight. But they're going to get there, so good for them. We gotta get the Hornets out there to the islands. So a lot to do. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
I'm chasing Carver. I'm chasing 6-2 Red. 6-2. All right, wow. Let's go. Come on. Can I get some scoring in St. Louis? If I get left at the altar with this St. Louis game, I'm going to be upset the rest of the show.
No doubt about it. No, because was your no doubt about it of the night.
Yeah, and it's down to 6.5. Explain that to me. All right, I'm doubling down. Second inning, they knocked out. You know what? I'm jumping in. I thought about it, and I know I'm off the rails already. That's the way I go. I just got back from the gym, okay? Look at this. Arizona, did I play it? No, over. Minnesota, over. Did I play it? No. Did I play your Colorado? I did, but it was in a parlay that lost. So right now, all the scoring is in Toronto and Cincy, which I have, and I need these gutless Cardinals to get through the 7.5. But I'll tell you what. Reverse psychology. I think I don't care if the wind's blowing 90 miles an hour in Wrigley. We're going up, 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 and away. Don't believe the hype. Over 10.5 plus 270.
Wow. Over 10.5 plus 270.
They just locked it. They just locked it on me.
You're going after it, huh? You're going after it.
They just locked it on me. I'm so upset. I had it in the till.
I'll tell you what also really bothers me is the Tigers aren't playing Javi Baez tonight.
Why?
I don't know. I gave you all those numbers he had against Tyone. Why is he not in the lineup? Nonsense, Joe. Absolute nonsense. It really is.
I tell you, I could see the writing on the
wall. Guy beats up Tyone. How is he not in?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I guess we're just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words because I see this.
So I pivoted in that game. I went with Ian Happ in that game instead. Pivot. All right. I pivoted Ian Happ since Javi Baez wasn't there. Here's what's going on, Joe. 6-3 Marlins Diamondbacks. It's only going to the top of the fifth. We rang the bell in that game. Burger time getting involved.
Did he?
Yeah, burger time. Ding, ding. So we finally got off the deck. with the tater time for the first time in a while, and we're hoping to ring that bell a little bit more here tonight. Joe would be very nice. 8-0 Twins lead the Padres in San Diego. So that's over, wasn't that 7.5, Joe?
Yeah.
Or was that an 8.5 today? Did they bump that up to 8.5?
I think that was 8.5 today. I think that was last night.
Yeah, well, you know, and Waldron got tattooed. He is stunk. Absolutely stunk there. 5-0 Nationals lead the Rockies. Is a little bit, you know, you got to open up a little bit more than that. Yankees up 4-0. The Cleveland actually doing something that most teams don't do, Joe. They pitched to Soto and Judge, and both of them for the second night in a row have homered. So 4-0, they lead. 6-2 Jays over the Reds, as it was 6-0. Spencer Steer hit a 2-run homer for the Reds there in the top of the fourth. Scoreless in Atlanta. Now, this is the game, Joe, that I thought was going to be the no doubt about it over for the night, and it has not happened yet, but the Braves do have two on and two out for Matt Olson here. We played Olson yesterday, which means he'll probably homer tonight. That's usually how these things go. And the Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless bottom two in St. Louis. Tigers and Cubs are underway, and the Tigers already, Joe, have two on and no out against the Jameson shots at Tyone.
I doubled down on the card game. I took it over 8.5. Over 8.5 and plus 260. Or put it with the
Angels and Royals are starting here too in a minute.
Nah, I don't like that game. You like that game. I don't like it.
I think they might smash Johnny Cueto tonight. That's what I think.
I haven't seen a base runner yet in St. Louis. I haven't seen a base runner yet.
There hasn't been any.
Carver, I hate these games.
And
I
we have two late night games tonight. Rays A's, which has been dead unders the last few days, and
I'm
the Mariners and the Dodgers.
I'm in on that.
You went on the Rays and the A's, huh? You went in?
10.5 on both games. I took a shot. 3-1 in the Ray game and plus 198 in the plus 240 in the Dodger game.
So you're going
bases
after
loaded for the Braves.
Yeah. It looks like they're going to they walked Olson. Yep, there's ball four. So the bases are juiced. But with all the injuries the Braves have had, their lineup isn't as deep as it usually is. Who's hitting fifth for them tonight? That's usually whoever they have in the catcher spot. Darno or Murphy is usually who comes up here. And it is Murphy. So we'll see if Murphy can get some of these runs in. Let's go, Joe. Did you play the over in the Atlanta Philly? You went with me on it or no?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm rooting for you.
I put the Brewer game on the other TV, so I have that rolling for you as well. I'll keep my eye on that for you.
Do we have any life?
Hey, you want to take a? You want to get in on the Diamondbacks down 6-3? I kind of like it, Joe.
Do you? All right.
Plus 500. It's only the fifth inning. They've been hot. Miami stinks. Got a lot of outs left. A couple times through the order. 5-1s. That's a nice number.
All right. You want to put it?
You
want to
put it with the golf?
No golf. I can't. We're getting to the nitty gritty.
Billy Ho? top 10? Top 5? What do you want to do, Billy
Ho?
Can
we put it with the Tampa Bay over?
Tampa Bay over. Oh, tonight? No. Yeah. I'm not going to do with that. No.
No?
No. No.
These Tigers.
Put it with
Tigers,
the Tampa
first
Bay
and
over.
Third, two outs.
Yeah, Colt Keith hit a rocket to first, but he only got they got the man at second. So first and third and two outs. I'm watching that, Joe. So don't ruin it for me with the ColecoVision, all right?
I'm putting on the Brewer game since
here.
It's on FS1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can watch that. At least you can.
That scares me now. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to be aggravated with this Brewer game. I could tell you
that.
You're
going to be aggravated, huh? You're going to get aggravated? I'm going to get you aggravated.
Where's Robin Yount when you need him? Huh? Where's Robin Yount and Paul Molitor?
Torkelson is up now. Spencer Torkelson.
Give me a little Cecil Cooper.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. On a Wednesday night on the grid. It's kind of a weird Wednesday because it's been so long since me and Joe did Coast to Coast together that I feel like I've I'm not going to say I've already had my fill of Joe today, but, like, I feel like, wow, I've already spent so much time with Joe today. I can't believe, like, we used to do this all the time, right, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
And yeah, now we're back, look at now this. State back challenge in it today. This.
Joe, this. Joe completely blows by what I'm saying. Yeah. Look at this. The challenge in this. Well, what do you got for me, Joe? This Cardinal game? That's what you're in on?
Out. They challenged
he's out.
The force
he got, out. Gave him the out. He gave the big out, the umpire, there after that review.
This
unnecessary.
Guy. But we, it could have been
he
first
basically
and
just
second
rubbed
no
it
outs.
Rubbed it in your face is what he did, that umpire there. He's like, he's out.
He's got a ticket on Milwaukee.
Guys got to get a chicken vodka parm after the game. He's trying to get out of there. You know,
I didn't. First of all, I didn't discount it. You told me you've had your fill of it.
Hey.
Here's Goldschmidt. Could this hack do something?
Man, they got him hitting 7th now. What a year he's having. Oof.
This guy's 19 home runs, 49 RBIs.
9-0 Twins. 9-0 Twins. Smash job, Joe. Smash job.
You have that game?
No, I don't.
He's just taking strikes. This guy, this guy's got like the Bam Bam bat. The bat's made of granite. Like, get it off your shoulder. What are you doing?
Get it off your shoulder.
This guy. I mean, I have gray hair on my beard. This guy's like, how old? This guy's as old as dirt, Goldschmidt. He's got gray hair coming out. Do something, man?
Give him a break.
Stay in the cage an extra 2 hours. You're batting 228. They don't do that anymore, right? That's against, like, I guess the union and everything. God forbid they should be in the cage for, like, 2 hours more. Is that what it is?
They could use a little extra work.
This guy's a hack. He strikes out up and away. Not even close. God, this guy's terrible. This is why I don't watch the games. This guy's swinging.
I got the quad box on. And they flipped to different games. This is great on the MLB package.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So it's great. Quad
just
box.
Go from
this guy
game to
Myers.
Game. Big, bad Vlad coming up with two on.
Who's
oh, he's actually on
now?
Deck.
Look at this guy, the lefty.
Big,
St. Louis.
Bad.
He's trying to
Vlad.
Bunt. He's bunting. What is he? Oh, look, it got away. Oh, first
well, now you're
third.
All right with him, Bunton. Now you're okay with it. Now you're all right with it.
What's that? Guy's
Matt Carpenter.
Bunting.
Matt Carpenter.
Guys,
I'm about to see it.
He's old as dirt, too. Ah, man.
What was he doing there? There was two outs. Why was he doing that? Was he, like, trying to... I think he was trying to push it down the third baseline, and he... He got lucky, Joe. That was a bad bun.
I mean, that was a terrible throw. All right, first and third. Can we get three runs here with a shot?
7-0 Yankees.
Here we go. Every game I'm on.
Ooh. Guy in a twin game just got plunked. I guess when you're up 9-0, you...
Who's this now? Jose Oquindo up? This guy's batting 211.
Jose Oquindo.
211, this guy's batting.
Jose Oquindo.
Look at this, taking strikes. Flim flam. Flim flam. Here we go, 262.
Flim flam. Joe, we got to get ready for the golf tomorrow, too, man. You pumped?
Yes.
Colorado. They're in Colorado is where they're playing.
Is it a nice course?
A great course. Great track. High elevation, you know, over 8,000 yards, longest course in the PGA.
All right.
Yeah, big track. You got to hit a big ball at this place, Joe. Big ball.
Guy's stealing second. Get him! Oh, come on.
Get him. Well, wait, get him.
I thought it was a double steal. What is he doing?
I can't wait to see this play. I can't wait to see
this. What is he doing?
What a way to run yourself out of the inning. You know, I got to tell you, Joe, if I was the manager there, I don't know what he was told to do or what he was supposed to be doing, but between that bunt with two outs...
Cut him. And then Get his head's not in the game. His
head's not... picked off between first and second after he gets a gift with the guy throwing the ball away. No, what the hell was that from Carpenter?
Oh, man, this guy.
Is he trying to get cut? What's he trying to do there, Joe?
I don't know. Tommy Pham was up. Fim Pham.
Here comes your boy, Vinny from the block. Vinny Pasquantino. Vinny from the block.
Big arm Vinny. He's got big guns. No, I don't know. I got nothing going. I'm back in the losing column here, obviously.
It's all going to turn around, Joe. It all turns around.
Put that
quick.
Frown into a smile. Can you do it?
Turn the frown upside down, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Turn the frown upside down.
I'm sure we could do it. 10-0 Twins.
Jeez.
Man, that was the game.
Yeah.
It's 9 runs in the Marlin game, 10 runs in the Twin game. Suddenly Washington coming alive, 6-0 Washington.
Yeah.
All these games are over except the two that we like.
Right. Crazy. Crazy.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. So glad we made it. All right, Joe. So, listen. 2-0 Braves. 2-0 Braves.
All right.
Arcia looks like a 2-run homer from him. There you go. Even my phone was like, I didn't get that. That's because, you know what? It's very tricky, Joe, when we come back from breaks and I give, you know, the Carver and Lisi Sirius XM. Because what do you think happens every time I say Sirius XM? If you have an Apple phone, what do you think happens?
I don't know. Tell me.
Siri starts to, like, the little thing pops up at the bottom of your phone.
Yeah.
And then if I don't realize it and turn it off and I just start talking, then Siri, like, thinks I'm asking her a question. That's really not what's happening. That's not what's happening.
Well, maybe she might know how these games are going to play out. Ask her that.
You think that she has, like, the Gray's Sports Almanac from Back to the Future 2?
That would be fantastic.
That helped Biff, young Biff from the past, get the...
From the neighborhood.
Win all those win his first million at a horse race.
And there's some gamblers, I'm not going to mention who, that could have that almanac and still lose money.
Man, that barely got out. That Arcia homer for the Braves. I'll take it, though. 2-0. Can we get Ozuna? Can we get Trey Turner? Can we get some other guys in that game? Let's go here. I mean, can we get gassed up a little bit? Like, what?
Oh, here come the Rockies, 6-1.
Okay.
I took that in-game over 7.5.
In-game over 7.5. Okay. And you still got some time. What is it, top 7?
Yeah. Need one run.
All right. Okay. We need things to start happening in that Milwaukee game. Like, what's...
I know. I would have bet it if I would have known it was on FS1. A national game like that,
What do you mean you wouldn't have bet it if you knew it was on FS1? What does that matter?
It's almost like the Thursday night primetime game on Amazon, right? Those games were dead unders for how long, you know?
Yeah, that's because the Thursday night football is an awful quality product. That's why.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the product now?
You know that it's awful. It's a bad product, that Thursday night football.
I love when we went on like that three-game heater at the end of the year and they were overs. It started with Cincinnati and Jake Browning. Over, over, over.
I said it. I said it.
Then we slayed everybody with the Patriots and Bailey Zappi over the Steelers. Slayed. Or was that a Monday night? I don't remember.
That was a Thursday night game.
Slayed like a lion. He went right in. Ginsu knife. He sliced and diced his way through the over.
That's what makes the NFL so great, is that you can have a standalone primetime game like that, which was such a pathetic game with Bailey Zappi as the quarterback. You got a team that's completely out of it. You know, Steelers were kind of, weren't they in like there? Or they were? Was that when Rudolph was on his charge,
yeah.
Joe, or no? Or
no,
was that before
I don't think
that?
That's when Trubisky started that game.
So Trubisky started that game. But either way, that game is just atrocious. But because it's standalone primetime NFL, we got tickets on it left and right. You remember this, the most ridiculous nonsense from it.
They hung a 31 number.
That would never happen in one of these like random August MLB games. You know, just never happen. So that's what makes the NFL so great. Situations like that. Things like that. Wow, look at this. 6-3 Toronto. 6-3.
Yes! Pound
Here come
them,
the Reds. Here come the Reds. They still got guys on, too, Joe. They got guys
on
base.
All right, good. All right.
Keep the train moving.
Keep that train moving. All right. We got a base runner in St. Louis. I'll take it. You asked for base runners. We got a base runner. Who's up now? Who's up? Win? Top of the order. Win.
Him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 159 here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. So that two-run homer, Joe, for the Tigers, I don't know if you saw the replay. You didn't see the replay of it. Trey Sweeney, and it just fell in the basket. The umps talked about it for a moment, and then they 6-5 Blue Jays. 6-5 Blue Jays.
All right, let's go. This
two runs come in. You know who came through with the two-run single, Joe?
Who? De La Cruz?
Ellie. De La Cruz. There it is. You bash the guy. You drag the guy all afternoon, and then sure enough, he comes through. Big two-run hit.
Good. Now,
how much you need there? That's 11. How much you need?
Yeah, I got it. 10.5. But the hack St. Louis, the Kenny Powers lookalike, strikes out with runners on first and second.
That's Alec Burleson.
It looks like Kenny Powers up there.
Yeah,
like,
he's got the mullet going. Yeah.
Guy's a hack.
Powers lookalike.
Unbelievable. Like, dude, like, you just put the bat on the ball. You got runners on first and second, man. Like, I don't understand. He's trying to swing for the 4-0
Tigers. 4-0 Tigers. Riley Green with a two-run homer.
Oh,
Winds are changing in Wrigley tonight. The winds are swirling.
Oh, these guys are swinging that, like, dude, just make contact. These guys suck for St. Louis. Right through it, like a knife through butter, man. Protect.
Look at this. Gotta protect.
Right down the pipe, 93 miles an hour. Like, that should be hittable. It's not like the guy's throwing 101. No movement, right down. This guy Myers.
Tobias Myers, throwing him right down the middle. Let's get it to Granny Smith here with Contreras. I have the other Contreras. I have the Milwaukee Contreras.
Through 55 pitches. He's laboring.
He is laboring.
Come on, make him work. Carver, we got to open this game up. Double scores, too.
How about a homer?
I mean, that's asking for a lot. This guy, Contreras, can do it.
I got it on the big screen here. Let's see who's ahead, me or you. You fouled one off.
Swinging all over the place.
That's because he wants it, Joe. Ellie stole second and stole third. He's on third now for the Reds.
There's a player who wants it. There's a player who wants it.
Ellie wants it.
This guy, Contreras, not so sure. He looks like a flying Willander out there, just all over the place.
Oh, I mean, He's just looking at it.
Come on, man.
What is he looking at, Joe? What's he looking at?
Anything close.
Yeah, that was... 6-6, Reds and Blue Jays. I guess you're done with that one now. You don't need that one anymore.
Nah, I'm not. It's just...
So who's got to save you now? Arenado?
I guess so.
Who's up after him? Nootbar? Who's coming up for you?
Nootbar?
No, yeah, Brendan Donovan. Brendan Donovan.
Is he from the neighborhood?
No. Man, that Riley Green was a shot for Detroit. The ball's moving now. This Tyone is such a loser. I can't believe they didn't put Javi in tonight. Ugh.
Man.
What's wrong,
this.
Joe?
Well, just, you know, you have a good... The cap is right here. And we have butter... Oh, is that gone? Is that gone? Get out! Ah!
He didn't even get to the warning track, Joe. Come on. You're begging.
I'm begging. I am begging. Because we...
You're begging.
The Al goes against me here.
You and the Al goes. Don't worry about them. Don't worry. It'll all come around. All right? Everything will come around for you. In due time. We're eventually going to have to start to get into a little bit of this football, Joe.
I know, Carver. Well, you know... You're forcing me in 1,000 different directions. You got me with the golf. You got me with the horse racing. Anything left? No meat on the bone.
What is this? Futures Fusion. What is this on the NFL tab?
They put something else up. Great.
Yeah, they just keep loading it up. I mean, they got thousands of markets here.
What's this Futures Fusion now? What is
Steelers
this?
To win more regular season games than the Ravens, +260.
I'm not making
Bills,
bets.
Bills or Bengals to win the AFC Championship, +350.
Why would you do that?
Eagles to be the NFC number one seed and Dallas to win less than 9 games, 12-1.
Where do you see this?
A Futures Fusion.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Giants to have at least 3 more regular season wins than the Jets, 12-1.
Look at this. Chicago and the Commanders to combine for 25 or more wins, 50-1. No shot.
Sold.
No shot.
Sold.
How about this one? Kansas City to be the number one seed and San Francisco to be the number one seed. 21.
You know, that's
not bad.
That ain't bad, Joe. Well, now, what is that if you go and put them to the one seeds? I don't know if you could parlay those together. Conferences to be the one seed. Let's see if they let you. Yeah, they don't let you parlay. That's the only way you could do it. But it's +460 and +380 by themselves. I'd have to try to.
I mean, some of these are just
math.
Like. Jets to be the number one seed in the AFC and the Bills to win less than 10 games. 15.
Yeah, sell. Sell.
Sell. Sell. Cleveland to win the AFC North and Bengals to miss the playoffs. 850. I don't like that. Here's one. Atlanta to be a top two seed in the NFC and the Vikings to win 6 or less games. Sell.
That's a great bet.
I actually think the Vikings are going to be awful and they're going to lose less than 6 games. I think the Vikings are going to be it's going to be a bad scene this year.
Okay.
With Sam Darno.
Sam Darno. All right, we're rooting for Trey Turner, Carver. You got people in Otani.
Is he up?
Not yet.
Well, right. We're trying to get everybody in.
Look at this.
Oh, what is it? Oh, I see what you're saying here. Oh, Rob needs Turner and Otani. Yeah, I need Turner and Otani, too.
Could these Brewers do anything right? Look at this. Everybody's just strikes right down the middle. Just taken. Everybody's just taken.
I need Contreras on Milwaukee to hit one.
All right. Okay. I mean, yeah. Why not?
Can we make that happen?
I guess.
We'll root this in for Rob here. He needs the Turner homer and Ohtani homer, which I'm already in on, Joe, both of those. So
I'm pot committed.
Get the Turner homer.
What do I know? Can I get this runner in on... Can I get this
runner
in?
Damn, I see the Royals just rounding the bases here. 2-0 Royals.
Unbelievable. Man, this guy. This who's on the mound? Gibson for St. Louis?
Yeah, he stinks.
Jeez. Yeah, well, he's throwing like Bob Gibson right now.
Maybe Contreras can stop it. I think he's up fifth.
All you have is these hacks. Who's this guy? Five. Who's up? Mitchell.
All you have is these hacks.
Not even throwing 90 miles an hour.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. That's Contreras got a hit. It wasn't a homer, but I mean, he got a hit. So
yeah, it's two outs, though. Big deal.
Not gonna be a big deal if Adamas homers here. You won't be a big deal.
Everything is if Adamas is taking strikes, 92 right down the plate.
Ifs and buts were candy and nuts. Every day would be Christmas, right, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable, Corbin.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Joe. I'm still I still can't believe that Deshaun Watson has a sore arm.
Well, there you go. What do you want me to say?
I still can't believe it.
Why?
Like, when does it end?
Yeah, it ends when he actually, yeah, I don't know. He's got 281 million reasons for it not to end, I guess. Right? Isn't that what he was guaranteed? Look at this guy.
You got a good piece of that, Joe. It's foul. It's all right.
Give me the guys that hit like Tony Gwynn back in the day. I
hope this guy puts one right over the wall right now. Give you the business.
He doesn't. Mid-fourth, the duel already updated it. It's probably a ground out. Look, he's swinging at nothing. What a hack. Sky. You kidding me with that swing?
That was a pretty poor at bat. I'm not going to lie. That was tough to take.
Bases loaded for Cincy. There's the over of the day right there.
Yeah, they had no problem getting over.
If it and butts were candy and nuts.
Every night, Joe. All three games, Cincinnati and Toronto. All three games.
Trends. The trend dead was over. Your friend.
Yeah. Stefanski said, I decided to just hold back a little bit with him, but I'm not overly concerned.
All right, there you go.
So Stefanski said the plan was for him to play against the Seahawks on Saturday. Now he's...
Coach of the Year says he's not worried.
He says he's not going to discuss those plans yet. Now, he obviously went the... he had surgery on the shoulder, Joe, the throwing shoulder, last November.
Okay.
Stefanski said, you're a quarterback, you're throwing a lot, so you get sore. I mean, Joe, that's a tough line, right? That's just called, you're trying to make excuse for the guy. How many other quarterbacks do we see that around the league that don't practice because their arms are sore?
Maybe he's out of shape. Maybe he's out of shape. I don't know. I told you he was in Italy over the summer. I don't know.
Wow. Here comes Arizona. They got a man on here, top of the seventh. Down 6-3. You could still get in on that, Joe.
Yeah.
Plus 800. Plus 600.
They got 6 hits tonight, Carver.
What are they celebrating here? Oh, that was from before. Why do they not have the man on base? They haven't updated on the duel, I guess.
Yeah, boy.
What's wrong, Joe?
These games are flying, some of them. Look at the Nationals.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Games are moving. Gotta remember, Joe, the game started at 6:40 East. I mean, you know, games move fast.
2 hours in, Corver.
That's the pitch clock, you know? That's what Rob wanted. He wanted the games to move fast. So they're moving fast.
Rob made the old switcheroo. It's obvious.
Did you see this other new one that he's talking about? With the pitchers have to go 6 innings?
Yeah.
Unless they give up 4 runs or they're hurt or 100 pitches. There's like a bunch of asterisks, you know, for them to not have to throw 6 innings. But
that's gonna be nice, isn't it?
They'll never get that one through. He got all the other nonsense through. He's not going to get that one through. That's not going to happen.
He's
another
a visionary
guy bunting. I mean, how many are we bunting tonight, Joe? What's with the bunting? Why aren't we swinging? Let's swing away. Let's go here.
What happened in St. Louis here?
Lead off double, it looks like.
All right. Arenado,
right down the left field line.
All right, that's it. That's it, kid. Look at him lumber into second. Look at him lumber in there with the slide. Nice. All right, who's up, this hack? This guy.
All right, this is where the game turns, Joe.
Newt Barr.
This is where the game turns.
Oh, that's a shot. Get on your horse, kid. Wave him in.
He's no chance he's scoring from second.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me.
He's got a piano on his back, Joe. There's no way he's making it to second.
Oh, what's he carrying? Bricks, Arenado? Look at this.
Especially with no outs. There's no point.
It's a bad. No, what do you mean no point? You play aggressive.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to. But now your boy, I think Goldschmidt's going to come up, though, with first and third. Nobody out.
Again, with runners on, this Goldschmidt. This guy's older than dirt. Look at this. Like, you want to talk about old. And I'm an old dude, too, but like.
Phillies are on the board. 2-1 now.
Ooh,
Braves lead. All right, let's go here.
4.5 total, that was. They were hanging a 4.5. Come on, Newt Barr. Run on contact, kid.
Newt Barr.
Give me this Newt Barr. All right, that's low, this rump. It's like you're crazy now.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. On a, what do we got, Joe? A Wednesday night on the grid. The Diamondbacks, this will make it a 6-4 game here. Diamondbacks making moves now, Joe, as after a pitching change, Josh Bell with an RBI hit. So 6-4, and they still have first and second with 2 out.
All right.
It looks like Grichik's going to come up to hit for Smith here. So the Diamondbacks are making some noise. Grabbed them at 5-1 earlier. What else do we got going on here? 2-2 now, Phillies and Braves. Trey Turner hit a sac fly. We needed him to get it over the wall. 2-0 Royals lead the Angels. I see Salvi up right now. And again,
Contreras
he's in.
Is up.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What, for St. Louis? Well, then they must.
Flim Fam.
Fam is up. Bases loaded for the Cardinals against this Tobias Myers, who's laboring here. But it's bottom four.
Come on.
Loaded. Let's see if Flim Fam can make this happen for you here.
Come on.
What did they do? Did they just intentionally walk Salvi? What are we doing here? All right. Fam. Oh, and it worked. They hit into a double play. Wow, smart move. There I am killing the manager, Ron Washington. And sure enough, it ends up working out for him. That's how it goes sometimes, Joe. You give him the business, and then they give it right back to you.
Could this fam get a hit? Could this fam do something? I mean, like, really? You got runners in scoring position. This Harris is laboring. Yeah.
I mean, that's right over down the plate. I mean, just... What's he waiting for there, Joe?
I don't know. These guys are waiting. I mean, I don't know. Come on, fam. Come on, fam. Flim fam.
Grichuk walked for Arizona. Bases loaded. Two outs, top seven, down two runs, 6-4. Full count to fam. What's going to happen here, Joe? We got a lot of tense moments here for Joe.
In play.
This honestly could make or break Joe's all night. What are you doing? I thought you were watching it on...
No, I couldn't. The yap is ahead. I couldn't do it.
Well, the yap's always ahead. Where did he hit this,
sack
Joe?
Sack fly.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Did he drop it? Guy looked a little shaky.
He did. I can tell you. He didn't drop it. He didn't drop it.
Guy looked a little shaky out there.
Did he drop it?
I like this Newt bar. This Newt bar has some swing, this Newt bar. Straight as an arrow.
Gurriel's coming up for Arizona. Man, I'd love it if he just parked one right now, Joe. Give him the Granny Smith right here. Give him the Granny Smith.
All right, give him the Granny Smith. Could Wynn smash a three-run blast? Could Wynn do that for me? Huh?
Looks like a little guy, right, Mason Wynn?
Yeah.
Just need a hit, Joe. Keep the line moving. That's all you need. You don't need more than that.
No, I would like to hit to keep the line moving.
Just keep the line moving. Man, the Cubbies are just doing nothing against the Tigers.
This is what you get. Four runs right out of the gate, and the Cubs give you nothing.
Gutless, Joe. It's just completely terrible. Gutless.
Building, too. Nobody wants to protect anymore. Nobody wants to protect.
Yeah, they're not concerned about that.
No? They don't care?
No.
I like this Newt bar.
It's one of Joe's favorite players now. Newt Bar.
Johnny Newt Bar. Oh, boy.
We got to get you going here, Joe. You're too locked in on this Brewer-Cardinal game. It's completely throwing your night
away. Let's talk football. Get me going.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hour 2 next on the grid.